This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Crappie fishing is heating up. Mushroom hunting is in full swing, and the spring turkey hunt still going strong. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, turkey hunting might be the big thing right now, but everybody is talking about the upcoming deer season this fall. And though changes are inevitable for the 2014 Whitetail Deer Permit Lottery, state officials are saying that the changes will not impact this first drawing that was just wrapped up a couple days ago. The deadline to apply for the first drawing in the 2014 firearm deer season was April 30th. Now, any applications for deer permits must now be submitted for the second drawing or later, and the deadline for the second lottery is June 30th. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife managers say that they will make final decisions on deer hunting permit quotas once all the data, including the final deer vehicle accident statistics from the Illinois Department of Transportation, are available sometime later this summer. Changes are also under consideration to the list of counties open for late winter antlerless-only seasons. Now, as things currently stand, biologists have a flexibility to close late winter seasons and adjust county permit quotas for the traditional firearm season after the lottery drawings have begun. Now, Paul Sheldon, our Forest Wildlife Program Manager with the DNR, says the first two lottery drawings are generally all about participation. He says that if all possible, biologists try to ensure that quotas are sufficiently high to allow hunters to receive an either-sex permit for the county of their choice during them lottery periods. Now, as many local hunters painfully recall, last fall's deer harvest numbers in Illinois were down more than 20% during the traditional firearm seasons. Experts feel this is possibly due to a combination of back-to-back outbreaks of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is considered EHD, and that happened in 2012 and in 2013 as well. And in addition, poor weather during the firearm seasons, as well as the efforts to reduce deer numbers over several years, have played a role too. And since Illinois deer management goals are based on deer vehicle accident rates, studying that information is essential to determining if individual county deer populations are at, above, or below their goal. Now, last June, biologists held a series of public meetings throughout the state. These meetings provided interested hunters and others an opportunity to ask questions and provide input. In addition, the DNR conducted surveys to gather additional information about both hunters and non-hunters, their opinions and ideas. The IDNR staff members responded on a daily basis to numerous letters, email, and media inquiries about deer management, deer harvest, deer diseases, and many other related issues. And the IDNR is responsible for the management of white-tailed deer in all 13 million Illinois citizens, as well as a result of the agency must be responsive to a wide variety of desires and opinions. Now, the IDNR says the deer vehicle accident numbers correlate well to the population trends and are a valuable index to herd status. Surveying the entire herd by air would be nearly impossible, cost prohibitive, and still not provide a definitive number. Roadkill surveys are used to gauge population trends of many wildlife species, and it works fairly well for the deer as well. And though the IDNR website already lists dates for the late winter seasons, it is important to note that decisions regarding these seasons have not been made. There may be quotas, there may not be certain counties open that were open before, and some of them may remain open. In fact, the season dates have been established by administrative rule, but the counties that are open for late season, the late winter season, normally are announced by October. And according to IDNR officials, the late winter season may be needed in some counties. Listing the dates does not mean that every county will be open. Okay, that's the story on the deer hunt. We don't know what's going to happen. I think we can be pretty sure that while the DNR has encouraged harvesting does during the past several firearm deer seasons, considerably less emphasis is expected to be placed on this reproductive portion of the herd this season. So I think that pretty well sums things up. And if you're a fisherman, particularly a crappie fisherman, the time is now to be heading to your favorite water. In fact, the big three reservoirs are really going strong now. The crappie bite has really turned on, and you can catch good numbers of crappie, quality crappie, from each of those lakes right now. Other species, they're still a little slow in getting heated up, but the crappie bite, that's where the emphasis is right now at those big three reservoirs. But if you're a camper, there's several things happening right now that may be of interest to you. In fact, campground hosts are needed at Pierre Marquette State Park. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is seeking individuals and couples to serve as campground hosts at several locations, including Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton. Campground hosts assist campers, answer questions, collect camping fees, and encourage compliance with park regulations. They may also greet visitors, report emergencies to the site staff, and perform minor maintenance tasks such as picking up litter. A campground host is definitely not required to enforce park rules or perform major repairs. Conservation police officers and officials from the park will handle that. Applicants for campground host positions must be 21 years of age, have a valid driver license, and agree to work 35 hours per week, usually during a five-day period for a minimum of 4 weeks. Weekend and holiday duty is mandatory. And in addition to free camping and the small monetary payment, volunteers receive on-site training. The free camping privileges at their campground are offered during their period of service, and this is probably the biggest benefit. Campground hosts must provide their own camping equipment. Now, if you have more questions, you can call the DNR Alton office at 618-462-1181, or if you're interested in Pierre Marquette State Park campground, call Chris Hespin, the site superintendent there, at 618-786-3324. Also, if you enjoy camping at Lake Shelbyville, here's a real bonus. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville is holding an open house at the Lone Point Campground on May 9th and 10th. The Lone Point Campground has become a little-known secret among those utilizing campgrounds at Lake Shelbyville. The open house is intended to offer visitors an opportunity to camp at one of the 78 sites for free while enjoying some of the renovations of the park. Some of the renovations include new park entrance and fee booth, electric upgrades to a few sites, extensive campground and roadway pruning, comfort station painting, re-roofing, and a fire pit constructed within the Walleye Group site. These improvements were made to better accommodate and provide campers a more comfortable and enjoyable experience. Now, to help kick off these experiences, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has planned several activities for the opening of Lone Point Campground. These include free camping on a first-come, first-served basis, beginning May 8th and continuing through May 14th. The gates to the campground will open the morning of May 8th. Other attractions include live music on May 9th and other activities including ranger programs and youth activities on May 9th and 10th. For a map and directions to the Lone Point Campground, contact the Lake Shelbyville Project Office at 217-774-3951. And one more bit of news, the Treehouse Wildlife Center. This is an outfit that helps our injured birds of prey, etc. The Treehouse Wildlife Center is hosting a special Mouse Races fundraiser on May 16th at the Godfrey KC Hall. The activities get underway at 6:30 p.m., followed by races at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 and include refreshments, popcorn, and pretzels. Participants may also bring their own snacks. Some of the events include mouse races, mouse roulette, raffle, and silent auction. Some of the permanent residents of the Treehouse will also be in attendance. Now, if you want more information, see the website at www.treehousewildlifecenter.com. That's www.treehousewildlifecenter.com. Or you can go to the Treehouse in Dow, or you can even get tickets at the door the night of the event. So another worthwhile event if you're an animal lover. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.